Do you love your job? Do you love your career? Are you doing something you're passionate about? Do you have a business that you own or work in that has a product or a service that you're really proud to share with the world? And here's a great question. Would life be better if you loved your job, if you had a career that you were passionate about, or if you had your own business? So you could choose your own hours, be your own boss, choose when you want to work, earn the amount of money that you want to earn, holiday when it suits you, and work with the people that you're excited to work with. Haha, would life be better? So why do so many people have a job that they don't like? So first of all, congratulations if you're doing what you love, because so few people do. The behavioral scientists and sociologists will share with us that anywhere between 80 to 95% of people in the Western world don't like their job most of the time or all of the time. And there's a question to be asked there. If one third of our life is our work, so there's 24 hours in a day, we sleep for eight supposedly, and we have 8 hours to ourselves and 8 hours to work, the thing we do to earn money. Imagine looking back over your life and one third of your life you did something that you either didn't like or you hated or you weren't proud of, or you just did it to pay your lousy, stinking, rotten bills. And it might not be that. It might be, I need to earn money to support my family, so I'm going to do this job that I don't really like because I love my family. Well, should the question, or could we ask the question, why not do something that you love to support your family? And if you are a parent, would it be great for your kids to see that it is possible to have a career or business that you love? I'll rephrase that question. How would our kids know that it is possible to have a great life, having a career that you are excited about getting up to do, if they have nobody in their life who's doing that? And are there kids growing up in the world right now who everybody in their life has a job that they don't like? So our kids are thinking that that's normal. They're going to have a job that they don't like either. And what about, I use the word job, just over broke. And there are lots of people who don't earn very much money in their job, but there are lots of people who are very wealthy because of their job. So they might not be financially broke. But what about physically broke? Are there people who blame their job because they're out of shape, unfit, highly stressed, eat crappy food, drink too much, take drugs because they don't like their job? So physically broke. Are there people who are parentally or relationship broke because of their job? So they don't have time to be with the people that they love. Or when they are with the people that they love, they're highly stressed out, tired, grumpy, angry, so they don't have great relationships because they don't like their job. What about emotionally and spiritually broke? How is it possible to spend one third of your life doing something that you don't like or something that stresses you out or something that you aren't proud of, and then expect to be emotionally happy or spiritually happy? Just some interesting questions to ask. Because when people ask me, Rowie, what is it that you do? I absolutely passionately believe I was put on the planet to make sure that people know how to get healthy, fit and strong and stay that way. And of course, if you are healthy, fit and strong, you're more likely to make better decisions about your career. And would people be more happy if they were doing what they love? So when people say, Rowie, what is it that you do? I always share that. I aim to excite and inspire people to have a career that they love and not a job that they don't. So why don't people have a career that they love? Why don't you if you haven't? If you have, congratulations, because so few people do. And what makes you different from the people who think that they have to stick to their lousy, stinking, rotten job? And there seems to be quite a few reasons. Obviously, for the money. I need to support my family, or I need to provide financial income for my life, so I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make money. And that, of course, makes sense. But I'll ask the question again. If it was possible to make the same amount of money or more doing something that you love, would your job be more fun? Would it be more exciting? And then there's an interesting comment that people make to me is, if I was doing what I was passionate about, it was my job, I might not enjoy it anymore. It might not be my passion. And my response to that is always, well, how about give it a crack first? If you could wake up every day doing what you're absolutely passionate about, and you didn't have to have a job that you didn't like, could life be better? That's just one of those questions. So then what about, do people not have a career that they love because of their family or their circle of influence? So do you have people in your life, or do you know people who would love to be a sports person or a musician or an exercise professional, or they would like to be a lawyer or a doctor? They have a passion for something, but the people in their life either don't believe they can do it or they've told them that they can't do it. So obviously here at Max, we have a lot of people who share with us that they would like to be exercise professionals, but the people in their life, their partner, their family, their friends, even their next door neighbor or somebody that they work with will say, you can't do that. You're either not smart enough or there's not enough jobs for exercise professionals, or you can't be successful in the exercise profession. You won't make enough money. Great question to ask. If somebody's giving you career advice, would it be a good idea to listen to people that are successful at that career rather than people that have never done it? I was given that advice a very long time ago. Roe, don't take business advice from people that don't have a successful business. There's plenty of people that have failed in business or failed in their career path. When I say fail, is it possible that that simply means they gave up? So are there people who decided, yes, I want to be a lawyer or a doctor, but they gave up because university was too hard? So technically, they failed because they gave up. Are there people who wanted to be musicians, rock stars, football stars, artists, and they came up against some challenges, it became all too hard, so they gave up? They failed because they gave up. There are certainly thousands and thousands of people who have been, or who decided they may want to be an exercise professional. They'd like to have their own gym or personal training studio or be an online exercise guru, and something came up, it got too hard, or there was a challenge, and they just gave up. So technically they've failed because they gave up. So here's a great question. If you never give up, how could you ever fail? And why would you start on something that you're not really passionate about? One of the big questions that we always ask here at Max is this a career path that you are 100% committed to? This study that you're doing to understand how the human body works and how to have a successful, profitable career or business as an exercise professional, are you 100% committed to that? Because of course, if you're 100% committed, we're 100% committed. But how can we be 100% committed to your goals if you're not? So it's a really great question to ask. What do you really want to do? Why do you want to do it? And are you committed to doing it? And after that, the process is probably quite simple. And I know that's easy for me to say, except that I've seen it so many times and I have thousands of examples of that, of people that have been told they couldn't or they shouldn't, or they're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, too old, too young, don't have enough money, don't have enough experience, won't be able to do it. And of course, they've proved those critics wrong. The extreme example I always use, and only extreme if you don't think that, well, I'll use this example and you decide what you think. A man became the lead dancer in the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show and traveled the world as a professional dancer. And you can understand why people told him that that would be impossible and he couldn't do it. He's only got one leg. How do you explain a man with one leg becoming a professional dancer, and not just a dancer, but the lead dancer in arguably one of the best dancers in the world in his musical, in the Cirque du Soleil show? And I share that because is it possible that if you want to do something, that there is a way? Now, success in business, and I'll use the exercise profession, if you want to have a home studio, if you want to have a commercial exercise studio, if you want to have a boot camp, be an online exercise professional, own a gym, own a chain of gyms, own a chain of personal training studios, travel the world as an exercise professional, have as many clients as you need to have to quit the lousy, stinking, rotten job you've got at the moment, or quit the job that you don't love passionately. And I'll rephrase, wouldn't it be nice to wake up every day and your only career path is inspiring people to be healthy, fit and strong? Could there be anything more rewarding? Now, I'm obviously very biased because that's what I've been doing my whole life. But I will share with you that the reason I know it's possible is I've done it without the support of my family, zip zero, without the support of my school, zip zero, without the support of most of the people in my life, because up until I surrounded myself with successful people of the exercise profession, every other profession looked at what I did as just a part-time job until you got a real job. So doctors and lawyers and architects and accountants and professional people tended not to take me seriously, or that my career path was serious, because it was the exercise profession. Oh, she's a fitness instructor. And I will share because, and the reason I'm sharing this openly and happily is this comment actually came from my father. I was on the BRW, that's the Business Review Weekly, which is a finance magazine in Australia, and I was on the Business Review Weekly Young Rich List 2 years in a row. So one of the richest people, not richest women, richest people in Australia under the age of 40, with the business that for 2 years in a row was on the fastest growing companies in Australia list. And interestingly, that became quite a story because it's an unusual profession, the exercise profession, to become wealthy and to have a successful business, and an unusual profession for a woman to be successful. And I was told that many times throughout my life, you won't be successful because you're a woman, you don't have a tertiary education, you've got blonde hair, you just won't do it. It's just not possible. So is it possible to have a career as an exercise professional? And when you have a look at, yes, I've been a group exercise instructor for 23 years. Yes, I managed health clubs in several countries around the world. Yes, I was a personal exercise coach and had 64 clients every week. And that's a very specific number because that's the number of available half hours I had to train people. And then now in education, where all of the success that I had as an exercise professional and as a gym instructor and as a personal trainer and as a everything that I've ever done in the exercise profession, I've made a stack of mistakes and learnt from them, and obviously that's why I'm in education. So do I know that you can be successful as an exercise professional? Now, I'll go a step further. almost everything that is available right now in the exercise profession for all of us to do, so whether it's 24-hour gyms or boxing classes or personal training or any of the interesting pieces of equipment that you can now use, personal training itself, when I first started in the exercise profession, didn't exist. Well, all of those things were once considered impossible, and now they've become normal. It's perfectly normal to go to a 24-hour gym. It's just accepted. There's one on every corner. You can hear my puppy dog. She's going, yes, mummy, every corner there's a 24-hour health club. Well, that was considered impossible. Boxing classes, particularly for women in a gym, were considered that would never happen. The whole process of creating new things for any profession, for any industry, all of those things were once considered impossible. But if you have a headspace of how can I make it possible, or the beautiful word impossible, just change the way you say it and say I'm possible, you can do whatever you put your mind to. And I get really excited about people that come to me and they've got a new idea. So it's something that's never been done in the exercise profession before. That's really, really exciting. If somebody's done it before, you can do it. Are there chains of health clubs? Yes. Are there chains of personal training studios? Yes. Are there home studios that are very successful? Yes. Are there exercise professionals who are earning more than professional people such as architects, doctors and lawyers? The answer is yes. Can you start a business from scratch with no money? Yes. All the things that people say can't be done are already done. And I'll use personal training as an example. There was no such thing as personal training when I first started in the exercise profession. And as I shared, people said no one would ever use a personal trainer. Now there are so many personal trainers and personal training studios and personal training products that I don't even like to call myself a personal trainer anymore, because as with every profession, with every industry, there's people who are really good at what they do, there are people average at what they do, and there are people who are terrible. And unfortunately, there are now a lot of terrible personal trainers who are still doing this for a living. So one of the questions I always ask, if you think that it might be possible for you to have a career as an exercise professional or to have a business as an exercise professional, have a look at the people that are doing it. And a lot of them, you might think to yourself, well, they're not that smart, or they're not that perfect body, or they don't seem to have the things that most successful business people are supposed to have. If they're doing it, surely I can do it too. And that's a question that's probably a really important thing to ask yourself. Rather than do I believe I can do it, is it possible the only time we'll ever know that we can do something is when we actually go and do it? And as I always share here at Max, the outcome is the only question that we really need to ask. What do you want to do? Do you want to have a home studio? Do you want to have a chain of gyms? Do you want to be an online exercise professional? Whatever it is that you want to do. Once we know what that is, the process is quite simple. Being successful in business, when you listen to successful business people, it's not a complicated process. The people who aren't successful in business, who aren't good at what they do, who haven't done it before, they will make it very complicated and sound very hard and very challenging, but it's not. So can you do it? And I would love, if you have any doubts whatsoever about whether or not you can be successful in any business, and particularly the exercise profession, I would ask you these three questions, which is the fundamentals of business. Number one, are you really passionate about this? Is this the thing that you want to do with your life? Can you see yourself waking up every day, inspiring people to be healthy, fit and strong? If the answer is yes, then the next question would be, how good do you want to be at it? If you are average, then you'll get the average results that everybody else is getting, except for the people who aim to be the best at what they do for their customers and clients. Now, it seems pretty simple to me, because if you are passionate about something, surely you'll want to be the best in the world at it. So you'll do all the education, training, learning that you need to do initially to get into that profession. But then wouldn't you want to keep doing ongoing learning, education and training so you keep getting better and better at what you do so that your customers and clients will love you? Great question I was just asked recently. Could business be as simple as you loving what you do and your customers and clients loving you? That's a beautiful circle, isn't it? So if you're doing what you love and you're becoming better and better at it all the time, will you add value, if not massive value, to your customers and clients? And of course the answer is yes. So that's the fundamentals of business. Now the next thing about the exercise profession, the fundamentals of business, is find a problem, find a solution, create a wow experience. Our particular product and service, there are massive problems. The world is fatter and sicker and weaker and unhealthier and more depressed than it's ever been. Do we have the solution as exercise professionals? Of course we do. And now it's just up to you to create a wow experience in your unique way. So wherever you live, whatever suburb, town, city, country you live in, are there people in that area that need your help, that want your help? Are there people sitting in their lounge room right now, or in their backyard, or in their bedroom, or they've just looked in the mirror and they desperately need some professional help to get fit, healthy, strong, get into shape for their sport, be able to be a better parent, a better lover, just a better person? People want to run, they want to climb mountains, they want to snowboard, they want to water ski. There's people who want to do stuff with their life, but their physical body's not capable of doing it. So you can specialize as an exercise professional in literally anything and anybody. What are you excited about? Remember the initial question. Business is find something you're passionate about, keep getting better at it, and add massive value to the people in your life or the customers and clients that you have. So if you specialize in rock climbing, or you specialize in people who want to swim, or you specialize in people who want to lose weight, or you specialize in cricketers, doesn't matter who you choose, there'll be people who want your professional help. And at the moment, they're sitting at home wondering if there's somebody that can help them. So then it's the process of marketing your business so that people know that you're there. And again, that's the simple process. So once we know what your outcome is, who your target market is, who you want to help, the process of starting the business, marketing the business, helping with the sales system for the business, helping for the with the customer service system for the business, making sure that you've got all the equipment or the building or whatever it is that you need to start your business, that process is simple because it's been done before, and that's what we're here to help you do. So I'll ask the question again, is this something you're passionate about? Do you want to be really good at it? If you want to be average at it, then don't do it. We already have enough average personal trainers. Yeah, we have enough gyms that are just okay. They're doing just enough to get by. If you want to make this a really easy process, could it be as simple as loving what you do so you attract people into your business because of your passion, and then you add massive value to their lives because you're giving them exactly what they want in your unique way? So if there's people out there waiting for you to be an exercise professional, why not be one? I'll rephrase. Can you be one? Yes. Is the system simple? Yes. Can you get the outcome you want? Well, that now is completely up to you, because we will certainly give you everything you need, a toolbox full of all the tools that you need to have a successful career or business, whether that's in the exercise profession or any other profession. But now it comes down to this interesting word called discipline, which of course is doing what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. And it might be sometimes you don't feel like it because you think you can't do it. Well, that's where you might need our belief in you, because obviously we've literally helped thousands of people become successful in the exercise profession. You won't know that you can do it until you've actually done it, but the process to doing it, and I use the example of somebody wanting to lose weight or get into shape, they actually don't know they can do it until they've done it. But if they trust you as an exercise professional to help them do it, and then they do it. So let's use, say, marathon running. If I don't know that I can run a marathon because I've never run one before, I don't know that whether or not I can. But if somebody coaches me and trains me and helps me through the process, holds me accountable to my training process, and then I go and run marathon and I finish the marathon, now I know I can because I've done it. And that's the beautiful process of having a career or business that you love. Find out what it is that you want to do. And if you've got a burning desire inside your heart and soul that this is what you want to do, then you just need to share that with us. And then the process becomes very simple. And we'll take you through the process step by step. And that's why Max is personal coaching. How silly would it be to put you in a classroom with a bunch of other people that may or may not have the same passion that you do, or the same business idea that you do, or the same interest that you do? If you want to do something in the exercise profession, all you have to do is share that with us, and then it's a personal coaching process. Not just until you open the business, but while you are setting up the business and while the business is growing, and if you want to expand it either nationally or internationally. That's how far the Max program goes, to make sure that you have a career that you love and not a job that you don't. So why is it so important to me? Purely selfish. I'm a really happy person, and people go, oh, you can't be that happy all the time. Well, I always ask this question. If you woke up every day doing what you love to do, I've never had a day in my life where I've had to go to work, because work is doing something when you'd rather be doing something else, and that's never happened to me. And job is just over broke, and I've been healthy financially and physically and emotionally and spiritually and relationshiply all of my life, because I've loved what I've done for a living, because who I am and what I do are the same thing. So I'm asking you very personally and very passionately, if this is something that you love to do, it would be an honor and a pleasure to help you. So what is it that you want to do? Of course, why do you want to do it? Where would you like to do it, so that we've got a really clear picture of how we're going to set this business up, or where your career path is going to be? What's your time frame? That's really important for all of us to know. Do you want to get out of your job in 6 months or 12 months or 2 years or 6 days? Let's work it out. And I'll give you an interesting example for that. I had a student called Milos, and he was taking asbestos out of houses for a living at the time. He enrolled in the Max program, was accepted into the program. We enrolled him, and his goal was to go on cruise ships. And I think it was 1 or 2 days after his acceptance into the program, there was an interview for cruise ships. So he went to the, I suggested strongly that he goes to the interview. His suggestion was, well, I'm not qualified yet. And I said, well, let's work that out. So he went to the interview, and of course he was accepted into the cruise ship program, but he had to be qualified. So he became a qualified Max exercise professional in 5 months. He had a purpose. He had something he wanted to go and do. He wanted to travel the world on cruise ships. And I'm very glad that he got to do that, because obviously there's been less opportunity for cruise ship exercise professionals in the last couple of years. But what's really exciting is that if you've got a purpose and you want to do something, it's just a matter of doing it, applying the discipline, applying the focus and commitment and doing it. So what do you want to do? Why is it important to you? Where would you like to do it? What's your time frame? And then here's a really great question. How will you feel when you do it? How will you feel when you wake up every day in a career path that is helping people to be healthy, to be fit, to be strong and achieve their physical and, if not, mental health goals? And then how you feel if you don't do it? This is a really important question. How you feel if you get to the end of your life? And we actually don't know when that's going to be. But how you feel if you get to the end of your life and you haven't had a career that you love? Your whole life you've just had a lousy job that you did to pay the bills, or you just had a job that wasn't something that you're excited about doing every day. And whatever you're doing at the moment, if you don't love it, imagine doing it for another 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, waking up every day doing the same old, same old. We have a lot of people that are miserable, angry, anxious, overweight, upset, hate waking up in the morning and going to their job, and I don't wish that for anybody. So what do you want? And if it's something that's really important to you, let's make it happen. And you have a team, a whole team on your side of people that will be absolutely committed to your success. And all you have to do is ask. So from my heart to yours, may you wake up every day doing what you love and never, ever have a job or a business or a career that you are not passionately in love with. How does that sound? Woohoo!